Hi everyone, I'm Anouk, and today I'm gonna be the expert of the poem The Last Love, written by Wilfred Owen in 1918. We created mood boards about this poem, and we are gonna present them. But what is a mood board, Alice?
Well, Anouk, it's a patchwork of images which represent an atmosphere here of poems.
Alright, so let's read this poem.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm hit, he said and died. Whether he vainly crossed or prayed indeed, the bullet chopped in vain, vain, vain. Machine gun chuckled, toot, 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 and the big gun food. And as a side, oh, mother, mother, dad. Then smile at nothing, childlike, being dead. And the lofty shrapnel clued, lazily gesture, fool. And the splinter spat and tittered. My love, one more love lingered, seemed his mood, till slowly lowered his whole face, gave the mood. And the bayon's long teeth grinned, rabbles of shells hurt and ground, and the gas hissed.
Oh, thank you, Alice, it was great.
You're welcome, Anouk.
So let's try to explain this poem a little bit. First of all, the context. The action is taking place during World War I. The Last Love is a short, blunt poem with harsh title. Owen describes the death of three soldiers who are killed in a battle. The first, perhaps an old soldier, dies calling out the name Jesus Christ. The second, a young boy, calls out his parents. The third moans to his wife. Each man responds to his imminent death in a different way, and in each case, Owen describes in details the response made by the artillery and the weapons which have killed them. In this poem, there is a personification of the weapons. The bombs and the guns laugh like humans. There is a real sarcasm comparing the tool of death to humans. And it's a strong and powerful poem about war. We are now going to listen to Clarice, and she will present her mood board and explain her vision of this poem. Good morning, Alice. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Good morning, Anouk. My mood board represents what I feel when I read this poem. My board is separated in two different parts. On the left side, we can see a disastrous universe. Violence and war are blocked inside. There are many drops of blood, explosion because of bombs. These explosions are represented by fingerprints. The wire netting represents violence and war. On my second side, there is a completely different universe, that of peace, happiness and freedom, a space which contrasts with the first one. For the character in the bubble, Diff portrays a delivery from this bloody world, filled with violence. He prefers to die in peace and happiness than to stay in this omnipresent monstrous universe. The fingerprint on the right of my board is a call to freedom. The person wants to run away from this world of war.
Thank you, Clarice. It was a real pleasure to receive you in this studio and talk about this nice poem. See you soon on Radio Slash.